Hi, Little Unicorn Diaries. This is Peyton Ramos. So, this is Bo and the Dragon Pup. This is number two. And this is how we grow. Number one. Hello, Sunday. Hello, Diary. It's me again, Remo Tintintel, but you can call me Bo. I wonder what adventures we'll have in Sparkle Group Forest this week. By the way, Sparkle Group Forest is where I live. Here it is. Snowbell Mountain, Unipod, Fairy Village, Twinkle Plot Lagoon, Goblin Castle, Bud Blue Meadow, Dragon Nest, Glimmer Glade, Rainbow Falls, Troll Caves, Sparkle Group School for Unicorns. Lots of magical creatures live here, like dragons. Truth is, I never actually seen a dragon, but here are four things I know. Dragons live in nests. They love throwing rocks. They breathe fire. They only eat food the color of fire, like red tomatoes, sunny oranges, and yellow custard. But enough about dragons. As you can see, I am a unicorn. Horn, good for reading in the dark. Rainbow mane, can store lots of stuff. Tummy, fill with brightly colored food. Hoops, rainbow shoot out of them when we dance. Unicorns are much more than a glowing horn. Here are some fun unit facts. We each have a different unicorn power. I, a wish unicorn. I can grant one wish every week. We sneeze glitter. We live together in unipods. We're not good at doing cartwheels. Oof! I love Sparkle Group School for Unicorns. SSU is my school and my home. This is my best friend, Sunny Huckleberry. He's a crystal clear unicorn. He can turn invisible. Here are all my friends and our teacher. Jed, Mutmeg, Piper, Mr. Rumtwinkle, Scarlet, Sunny, me, Mumpy. Check out their twinkle-tastic powers. Healer unicorn, Thingabob unicorn, Flying unicorn, Lever unicorn, Size changer unicorn, Shape sniffer unicorn. We study glitterific subjects like magical creatures, colorful cookery, horn care, math. My friends and I each have a special unicorn patch blanket. The patches show everything we've learned so far every week. Mr. Rumtwinkle tells us what new patch we're going to try to earn. Then we work hard all week for it. I can't wait to find out what this week patch will be. Number two, Unicorn Detectives, Monday. Diary, my friends and I made a shocking discovery this morning. When we woke up, Mumpy's patch blanket was missing. Don't worry, Mumpy. We'll help you find it. I definitely had it with me when I went to sleep. We searched our unipod. It must be here somewhere. Then we all searched for the forest near our school, but we couldn't find it anywhere. We trolled over to Mr. Rumtwinkle to tell him bad news. And we saw something else super shocking. Mr. Rumtwinkle, your glasses look, different. What are your normal ones? Good question. My glasses were on my nightstand when I went to bed, but when I woke up, they were gone. So I'm wearing an old pair. Your glasses are missing too? We told Mr. Rumtwinkle about Mumpy's blanket. Then we checked to see if anything else was missing. Nutmeg's slippers had also disappeared. A missing patch blanket, missing glasses, and missing slippers. A thief must have snuck in while we were asleep. But who would steal that kind of stuff? That is a perfect question to start off our week, Scarlet. You see, this week will be the Detective Patch Week. Work together to solve this mystery, and you will all get a new patch at the Patch Parade on Friday. Scarlet used her thingamaw power to magic up detective hats and magnifying glass for all of us. Then we looked for clues. I found the first one. Look! The small window at the top of our unipod was open. A thief must be someone who can jump up high, or someone really tall, or someone who can fly. Waiter Mumpy found another clue. Twinkle Tails! There are crumbs over here. We studied the crumbs. Which kind of creatures eat carrots? We studied our magical creatures, but while we ate lunch, carrots are orange. Orange is the color of fire. And who eats fiery colory foods? Dragons! We quickly came up with a plan. Let's go on a dragon hunt tomorrow. That sounds dangerous. Maybe we should ask Mr. Rumtwinkle? No, if we want our new patch, we're going to have to solve this mystery on our own. Jed is right. Besides, we won't get close to the dragons. Well, just spy on them to see if they have our stuff. Then we'll tell Mr. Rumtwinkle. Good idea. Sunny and I were too excited to sleep. We've never gone near a dragon nest before. I wonder what the dragons look like. I bet they're huge and mean. Oh, I don't say that. I don't want to go if it's too scary. Don't worry, Bo. We'll be together. Diary, I can't wait for the dragon hunt. Number 3, the dragon hunt, Tuesday. We woke up early to search for dragons. Look, dragon footprints. We follow the footprints until they stop. Great, what do we do now? Suddenly, Nutmeg called down for us. The leaves on these treetops are burned. We started up at the trees above. I bet a fire-breathing dragon did that. There are lots of burned leaves. Lead the way, Nutmeg. We trotted deep into the forest until we heard a big roar. Orange flames shot up into the sky. We ducked behind some rocks and peeked over to see. 3 huge dragons. They were breathing fire and throwing rocks. We found the dragon nests. But we're all a bit scared. My hooves were shaking. We whispered to one another. Wow, dragons are much bigger than I thought they would be. There's no way those dragons could fit through our unipod windows. You're right. It was silly to think a dragon was a thief. Great. Can we go home now? Okay, let's go home. As Jed was leading the way home, Piper yelled and leaped into the air. Eek! What's wrong, Piper? Someone just pulled my tail. We looked around. There's no one else here. Maybe you're just feeling jumpy after seeing those scary dragons. I know somebody pulled my tail. I know. A a big bunch of leaves flew into Mumpy's face. Ah, who threw those at me? We heard giggling in the trees above. Someone's up there. Hee hee hee. Suddenly, a dragon leaped out in front of us. Roar! Then we saw it was only a little dragon pup. He rolled around on the ground laughing. I looked at the dragon pup and realized three things. One, this little dragon could fly. Two, he was small enough to fit through our Unipod window. Three, he was crunching on a carrot. You're who we've been looking for. The dragon pup smiled and flapped his wings. It seemed like he wanted us to play with him. I bet you can't catch me. Come back here right now. We spent the rest of the day chasing the little dragon through the forest. He was fast and very good at hiding. Sometimes he'd sneak on us, then fly off again. Ugh, quit pulling my tail. At Rainbow Falls, he leaped up and splashed us. This is silly. Splash. We're too tired to catch him now. And it's getting late. We decided to go home and try again tomorrow. That dragon pup is so naughty. He is. But what if he's not the thief? Huh? Why would the dragon pup want our stuff? I'm not sure. Let's rethink all of our clues. We kept thinking about the clues. And at cloud time, Sunny shared a new idea about the thief. Maybe a rabbit is the thief. What makes you say that? We found carrot crumbs, and rabbits love carrots. They can jump up high, too. But we saw the dragon pup eating a carrot today. And if the dragon pup didn't steal our stuff, then why did he run away when he tried to talk to him? I don't know. We can't blame on the dragon pup unless he's the thief. Tomorrow, we need to find proof. Now I'm worried we might not solve the mystery and earn our detective patches. Oh, diary, I don't know what to think. We all went to sleep feeling very confused. Number four, the trap. Wednesday. This morning, we trolled back to the dragon nest. Keep your eyes open for Mumpy's blanket. Mr. Rumwinkle's eyeglasses and Nutmeg slippers. If we see the dragon pup with any of our stuff, we'll know he is the thief. Be on the lookout for rabbits too. Yeah. We hid behind the rocks again. The big dragons were outside, but today they didn't look scary. They looked sad and worried. I wish we could hear what they're saying. I have an idea. Me too. Sunny and Mumpy used their powers so they could creep close enough to hear the dragons. And they galloped back to us. The dragons are worried about their younger brother, Scotch. It sounds like he didn't come home last night. Scotch must be the dragon pup from yesterday. Oh no, what if he's missing because of us? What if we chase him so far away that he couldn't find his way home? We ate lunch at Glimmerglade. We were all worried about the little dragon, even if it did turn out that he had taken our things. This is all our fault. We need to bring Scotch home back to his family. But how will we find him? If Scorch is the thief, then I think I know how to bring him out of hiding. We'll know to make him find us. We trotted to Rainbow Falls where we last saw Scotch. Then we made a big pile of our detective hats and magnifying glasses. I hope our things will attract the thief. Sunny and Mumphy used their powers again so they could hide close to the pile. We're ready to catch the thief. It was a sparkle-tastic plan, right, Diary? And it worked. Just not quite how I'd expected. Ha-ha! We caught the thief! But as Sunny and Mumphy stepped back, we saw who they had caught, and it wasn't Scorch. So the thief was a rabbit. But Piper wasn't quite right either, because this rabbit was not really a rabbit. It was actually Mr. Runtwinkle. You stole our things. Yes, well, I borrowed them. You see, I set up this whole mystery for you to solve. Surprise! Oh my, this is a surprise? You worked together and caught the rabbit thief. Me! Now you're all get this week patch. Well done, unicorns. Twinkle pop, twinkle pop, twinkle pop, twinkle pop, twinkle pop, twinkle pop, twinkle pop. It usually feels great when we earn a new patch, but this time it didn't feel so good. We all felt bad about chasing Scorch, but he wasn't really a thief. Mr. Runtwinkle asked what was wrong, so we told him about the carrot quill we got wrong, about our dragon hunt, and about Scorch going missing. Scorch's family is really worried about him. Oh dear, I didn't realize you were all out chasing dragons. You were very brave. It looks like your next job as detectives so is to figure out how to make things right. We put our hats back on and talked on the way back to our Unipod. We need to find Scorch. We need to bring that dragon pup home. I hope Scorch is all right, Diary. Yes, he's a bit naughty, but he's only a little dragon. We must find him tomorrow. Number 5, the missing dragon pup. Thursday. This morning, we searched the forest for hours. Finally, we spotted small dragon footprints and followed them to Fairy Village. Hello, fairies. Have you seen a dragon pup? Yes, a naughty little dragon was here yesterday. He kept making grunting noises to make us jump. Then he giggled and flew that away. As we trotted along, we met other creatures who had seen Scorch. A pesky little dragon threw me up in the air like I was a beach ball. Then he giggled and flew that away. A sneaky dragon pup tagged my belly and said, "You can't catch me." Then he giggled and flew that away. A little dragon splashed me. Then he giggled and flew that away. Scorch got up to quite a lot of mischief. We better find him soon before he upsets anyone else. At last, we found Scorch. I once and sat with. Hi, Scorch. I'm Bo. We all told him our names. Did you get lost because we chased you? What? No. Why haven't you gone home? And why have you been causing trouble all over the forest? Scorch told us he wasn't trying to run away or being naughty. He just wanted someone to play with. Don't your big brothers and sister want to play with you? No, they're too busy being grown-up dragons. All they do now is throw rocks and breathe fire. Why don't you join in? I'm too small to throw rocks. All I can throw are tiny pebbles, and I can't even breathe fire yet. We told Scorch his family missed him and was worried about him. I like to go home, but now I'm not sure which way it is. We'll take you. Come on, catch us if you can. Sunny whispered to me as we raced Scorch to the dragons. Are you scared about meeting the big dragons? A bit. I hope they won't blame us for Scorch running off. The dragons weren't scary at all. They were just so happy to see Scorch. They gave us big dragon hugs too. Thank you so much for bringing Scorch home. You're welcome. I'm sorry we've been so busy lately, Scorch. We've been building a surprise for you. Come see. The dragon uncovered stuffing Twinkletasket. Wow, you built me a treehouse? Yes. This is why we moved all of these rocks and breathed fire on all these planks. Thank you. This is a very fabulous surprise. Scorch asked us to play with him, so we played together into sunset, and we invited him to our patch parade tomorrow. He said yes. Yay! Number 6, Rainbow Rain, Friday. Everyone was super excited for the patch parade. When Scorch arrived, we trotted right over him. Did your brother and sister play with you today, Scorch? Oh, yes. We are having so much fun. In my new treehouse, I only wish I could breathe fire like them. Sunny gave me a wink. Then I knew just what to do. I switched my tail. Scorch, your wish is granted. So we Scorch breathed huge rainbow-colored flames. My fire is so colorful, like a rainbow. I love it. Thank you. Those are flames made with unicorn magic. You breathe real dragon fire when you're older. We parade past Mr. Rum Twinkle and collected our detective's patch. I'm very proud of you. You were all great detectives this week, and you were great friends to a dragon pup. Mr. Rum Twinkle gave a special patch to Scorch. This is a play patch. It means you can play with the unicorns anytime, so long as you behave yourself. Thank you, and don't worry, I'm never naughty. But then Scorch got so excited that he actually breathed flames that set fire to the parade decorations. Oops, sorry. Don't worry, I got this. Jed used his unicorn power to make it rain, but he put out the fire in no time. But Scorch's magic flames made the rain turn rainbow colored, so we all danced in the rain. Phew, this has been a This has been a glitterific week. We all have a new patch and a very new friend. See you next time, Diary. Thank you so much for listening to Unicorn Diaries, Bo and the Dragon Pup. So I'll see you on number 3. And if your parents say you can watch it, just do it. If you don't, just don't. So I'll see you next time, Diary. Bye.